A little bit, the halachas pas shabishloi and isa shabishloi. So you cook pas and you cook isa. So just and so in sif yod kuf samaches sif yod. So the mechaber brought something known as chavitza, and he says that there's three different ways to deal with this chavitza. If it was cooked, so if it's a kazayis, it does not lose its status of lechem, even though it doesn't look like lechem. But the Torah lechem is only a defining element, in when it doesn't have a kazayis. Kazayis, by definition, is considered a Torah lechem. It has its status of lechem. If it's less than a kazayis, so then because it's cooked, the Magen Rambam says cooked means like Mishabur brings, it means in a klibishon. Iri klibishon is a sofik, not in a klisheni. So that process of cooking it is downgrades it into Raymond in the Zonis, and it's not pas anymore. It's not even pas of a kissin, it's not pas. So no matter how much you eat, it's going to be Mazonis and a bracha karta bala michya. There is seemingly machlokes in the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Chazon Ish says that this idea that you take the pas and you cook it, and thereby downgrading it to Mazonis, means you really cooked it. That there was a significant, it wasn't just, in and out type of a thing. Rav says specifically in regards to this halacha over here, that it has to be that it was in the water for a decent amount of time. Doesn't give us an akshir. He says, I guess, and he says you find b'chlal the din of bishul. We find the abichu shabbos. The din of bishul is k'maicha b'drusoi to give something a status of bishul. So you want to give it a status of lechem shabishloi. It's not just sticking in, sticking out the gabi shabbos. It's because you actually cooked it. So also you have to actually cook it. There's a mishmos of Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Gabi Hilchos Matzah, where there he says that discussing the issue of had you done that to matzah mel or to matzah pieces of matzah, would they lose their status of matzah? And he seems to say, as soon as it went in and it comes out, already you have it changes the status of the matzah. So that would indicate that this din of bishul is very minimal to have a din of bishul. Even the Chazon Ish doesn't mean a tremendous shear. You stick a piece of bread into a boiling water for half a minute or for a minute already, it's definitely cooking it. Whatever bishul can do to that much already offer. Okay, so that is scenario number one. So he says over there, it loses its status of it. The second example which he gives is you didn't cook it, but you mix it together with other things, ayyadi devash and moruk, and again, a piece of a kazayas, so kazayas is, right now you've heard my phrase enough times, kazayas is indestructible, right? Kazayas remains less. There's less than a kazayas. So the fact that if it mixes in well and it doesn't really look like lechem anymore, the mixture became, there's a lot of liquid in there, other things that gets mixed in well, so it's not nicker anymore that it's bread, so then the bracha is going to be mezonos. And the third madrega, he says, is just grinding it up, which not adding anything in, doesn't affect it at all, so even though it's matzah mel, it's still hamotzi. Now, Mishmar comes along, and points out in Sukkot Nun Tess. And he says, if you mix them together and then you bake them, so what status do they have? So he says, V'imafon, so you took this matzah mel and you mixed it together with other things. Your parallel on Shazir on the Silas, and your Gibbon, the Shuman, like we call Kanedlach or Kremslach. The ambition of Kadera, Tigna Machos, Mashka, the Choshe Kabishal, even though they have one that has a Kazayas, it's not a problem. Chenu Minagoyal. V'imafon, Nachoshal Yerchel, Kimisach Asuda. Doesn't work. Now, this, so he's saying you mixed it with a lot of Shuman and the Bash, which the Chara now they get, puts it into Madrega number two. That's going to be a bitul on the status. If you would stop right there and not do anything to it, so that's a bitul on the status of Lechem. He says if you bake it afterwards, it goes back to the status of you should only eat a Tachasuda. In other words, we are contemplating that even after it was Lechem and it became Ois Lechem, it can convert back to the status of Lechem through the Afiyah process. He says, but if there's a lot of it, so then it'll be Berim Nezornis, and look how what he means, in other words, it'll be possible B'kisnin, in other words, it's not the Nezornis of Sif Yud, which means it's not Pas anymore, it's part of Rasofi. Right? So it's possible B'kisnin. So you take a matzah milk cake, you make on Pesach. So you take matzah milk and you mix it with X amount of water and X amount of fruit juice and X amount of eggs and oil and sugar, etc. And you make a batter and you bake a cake. So the bracha is mezonos, but there's a din if you eat, that's this cake. But the ma'isa, you have an issue of shir kviyas suda. If you eat a kviyas suda, so he seems to be mesupik what is whether it has a status of a fia. The fia can give it back a din of lechem. So over here it's possible a kistin. Is it possible to kiss them and therefore it's a hamoitzi, or is it now? So it sounds like that situation you should stay out of. Okay.
Maybe is matzah meal the only example of modern day flour used from already bread?
No. So there's something else which is called challah kugel.
What?
Challah kugel. You have leftover challah. I don't know. You never, you know. My wife doesn't make it. We were bachur in yeshiva. That was a standard Michael in yeshiva. Was you know, every week there was one day at lunch there was challah kugel. That was challah kugel. All the leftover challah from Shabbos, which got hard and stale, so the cook would make it into a kugel. Into a.
Yeah, I think they do it with stuffing also.
Stuffing, right? Breadcrumb with stuffing. There are scenarios. So what do? You take it. Assuming you make it. We had this big fight. You know, they didn't. Some of the pieces were kazayas. So you serve it a thing by lunch, you know, which, you know, the pieces are kazayas. It's, you know, you got to wash. So we polled us by the cook that all the pieces had to be less than a kazayas. So you had to rip it apart and the pieces are less than a kazayas. So then you take it and you mix it with eggs and with oil and you mush it together. It becomes like a mush. And you set it out in the pan over there, you mush it down, you know, the nice thing, and you bake it. Right? So the bruch is mazarnas. Right? You make it the breadcrumbs, so the bracha you make a stuffing out of breadcrumbs, so the bracha is mazarnis. But according to what he's saying over here, that there isn't a shir kviyasuda on it. So a person wanted a shir kviyasuda, he'd have a stuffing. He should really wash. He seems to be mesupik about it, so he should wash on that and eat something with it. And then, now, what he does talk about, in other words, he presents this as an issue in a case where the bittul of the status of pas was through. The being mixed with other things. He never talks about what a case where you're mevashal it and mevatal the status of pas through bishul and then you bake it. Does that give it back its status of pas or not? He does not talk about that. And that is actually very negated. For me, halacha lemaisa, my mother-in-law makes a mezonos roll for Pesach. The way she makes the roll is she takes water and oil and sugar and salt, and she boils it. Then she pours in matzah meal into the pot on the stove, and she stirs it up. She puts in some eggs. She shapes it into rolls, and she bakes it. And that's how she makes her pesadika rolls. So you mamash boiled it. You mamash put it in the klivishin. She turns up the fire. She puts it into the klivishin, which has it in its mavashal it. Then you bake it afterwards. So if it's mavatla totally, you can eat as much as you want, then it's still a mezarnis. If, however, that you say when you bake it afterwards, it goes back to the status of being pas, you'd have to be careful with kviyasuda. It's definitely mezarnis. There's no shaila it's a mezarnis because, I mean, there's plenty of oil and plenty of eggs and plenty of other things in there, right? So it's definitely a mezarnis. At worst, it's pasul b'kisna. But your kviyasuda would be an issue. He doesn't talk about it. Okay, we'll see where this should come up. That's some of the past. Let's talk about a scenario of Isa. So the Mishabura in Nun Vav talks about this halacha of Bishul. What about Tigun? So that's clear. He said pas, which you were mevashel, loses its status of pas. And then Vav, he says, what about pas, which you were metagen? How does that affect it? So that we have the Rambam, and then in Sif Yudal, it says, pan fry, what we call pan frying, just, you're putting it in on a machmas ala eish, on top of the fire, that's called baking in halacha. That's not called frying. Even if you put a little bit of mashke in that it shouldn't burn, you put a little bit of pan spray or something like that, it shouldn't burn, that's called baking. Right? So somebody asked in the Moshe, pancakes. What's the status of pancakes? So pancakes are, you take a batter, and you bake it. Right? So clearly the bracha of a pancake is it's a mezonos, but it's a possible b'kisnet. Now somebody asked me, what about the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches? So when he comes up with Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, he has three madregas. Okay, the three madregas, which are there's one madrega where you start out with a dough. It was a blila also over, you bake it thinly. The brachas are moitzi. So you want to know why pita and all the type of things are wraps. You know, they make it out of a dough, not out of a batter. So it's a dough, and then even though you bake it in a thin form, it's a moitzi. Then he said, then he says, because of poiskim and sifnut lamed ches, that, oh, so then the Mechaber says, but if lesson raka b'dakan ma'oid, mevarchalei menzonis, en sholosh, mekava, you make a moitz. Mishra brought what he calls this vol leptikas, right, which we would call, he says, those are nasan kamkim b'lesson raka, but the mispasha of yosin nasim dakim klushim harbi yosin meyosin null silkis, which is what he said before. So they're nothing.
These are wafers.
So this would be blintzes. So pancakes, it's a batter, but you know when you bake it, you know it's thin, but it gets some form of a cake to it. So that's going to be it's a mezonos, but it has a possible kisnin that. You get a shir suda, you have an issue. So the guy's planning to make a supper out of pancakes. Or, you know, and he sits down to 10 pancakes, he has to wash. You know, whatever the shir suda would be. You know, but he's got to wash. He has, he benches on pancakes.
What if he adds a little bit more oil to the frying pan than just for enough to burn?
Okay, we're going to get to that.
A little bit.
We're going to get to that. Old mat. Okay. But blintzes, which are mispashed very much, they're very thin, and it's a very thin batter, and just it spreads out very easily all over the pan, which is that's the defining element of a blintz. So that's what he's talking about. He says that's going to be a mezonos no matter how much you eat. I saw some people, really depends on your recipe, your blintz recipe. Some are thicker than others. You know, some of them don't really. You know, so maybe there's some of a thicker type of a blintz, and maybe would be like a pancake. Okay, so that's all talking about. So far, you baked it on top of the stove with minimal type of oil just to prevent it from burning. The other extreme is deep frying. Deep frying is bishul and halacha. So you have the soup mandels that they, you know, the osam soup mandels, the mandel, you know, they're deep fried. So you sit down and you decide you're gonna pour into your soup. Yeah, you sit down for supper one night, you didn't wash, you pour into your soup, and the guy pours in, you know, a container's worth of soup on this, isn't it? Hey, you know, it's a mezonos, you know, I don't care much you know, because the soup is a pre-shani, it's not going to change its status, but the way it's made is it's deep fried. It's not very good for your cholesterol, I don't think you should eat that much, but, you know, but, so it's the bracha is a mezonos, no matter how much you eat, and it's an element. Mr. Burnham involved. It says, what about a case where you're metagen it? Okay. Isa, which you're metagen. He says, the Magen Avraham, do I have a kibishah? No, it's not like bishop. The Fidash Arachanim ain't hechrech le devorov. There's no makor for what the Magen Avraham says according to the Quran. I want to explain what that machlokes is about. Therefore, he says in that situation, you should only eat a chasuk. So, if it's a kazayis, again, it's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. So, a person makes French toast, you put it in the frying pan with a decent amount of oil, you have a nice flavor, etc. You want to, you know, so that's not a problem. It's a piece of bread is a kazayis. So, it's clearly hamoitz. No shalom what the bracha is, it's clearly hamoitz. Person makes matzah bray, and some people make their matzah bray with the whole board of piece of matzah and a shad or half a piece. It's a kazayas. Again, the bracha is a moitz. You break your matzah bray into little pieces, your matzah into little pieces, and then you fry it with oil. You know, you're mixing your eggs, etc., and you fry it with oil. So that's this situation where the verse says you don't need techasuda. Because according to the Magen Avraham, it's not pas anymore. And the bracha is mazonis. And according to the other acharnim, the bracha is hamoitzi still. So it's a sofik. You should wash another matzah and eat a techasuda. What's this machloka about? So the source of the machloka actually is not here. The source of the machloka is in Sifri Gimel by Isa Shabishla. Okay. So let's talk about Isa Shabishla a little bit. So let's just talk out what's going on in the Mechaber and Sifri Gimel. So Mechaber and Sifri Gimel says like this: something is Lulasa Ova. Okay, so it's a dough. It's not a batter; it's a dough. So the first sheet of which the Mechaber brings, which is the sheet of the Ben Roshimshin, he brings it from the Ben Yoyin and the Ben Yochum in the name of the Ben Roshimshin. So Ben Yoyin and the Ben Roshimshin pass in from the Ben Roshimshin. That if you cook it, it's mezonis. It's mezonis, even if it's a kazayis, it's a mezonis. It's less than a kazayis, obviously it's a mezonis, it's not better than pas. Right? It's not getting better than pas. Pas, you cook what you cooked, less than a kazayis, it's mezonis. So be iser what you cook, which is less than a kazayis, it's sure mezonis. Even the chiddush over is even if it's a kazayis, but the bracha is mezonis, no matter how much you eat. That's the first sheet. Says that now, he adds in the Kenech over here, Afilo Nischai V'Bechala. Says, even if it's Chai V'Bechala, what does that mean? That means, in Yoredeya, we learn Hilchos Challah, it says, if a person made a dough, which he planned not to bake, it's not Chai V'Bechala. If he makes a dough, which he planned to bake, and it became Chai V'Bechala, even though he changes his mind, and he boils it, it remains chayiv and chal. Okay, so even in this scenario over here, where it's chayiv and chal, in other words, when he made the dough, he planned to bake it. He changed, you know what, let's boil it. So it's chayiv and chal, which means it goes into the pasuk, v'ochle milechem ha'aretz. That's the pasuk of chal. Chal is called lechem. So it has, according to the halachos of chal, we've given this a status of lechem. If it's lechem and it's a kazayis and you bake it and you boil it, it should be a hamaitzi. No, it's a mezonis. Why? Because regardless of the lochos of hamaitzi lechem and oritz, you look at b'shas afiyah, not b'shas the original, not b'shas the making the dough. Regardless of challah, the Gemara over there learns out that the mitzvah challah starts not when you bake it, but when you make the dough. Because you always think of challah from dough. So the Gabi Hilchos Challah is called Lechem Meshas, it's dough. The Bracha B'Moitzi, it depends on baking. That's the Rebbeinu Shimshon. No, that's the Rebbeinu Yeruchim and the Rebbeinu Yoyna in the name of the Rebbeinu Shimshon. Okay? Comes along, I'm stressing that for a reason. Comes along, the Mechaber brings us the second sheet, which is the Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam says, no. The Rebbeinu Tam says, since it was Lechem, it was chayiv and chal, and it was lechem. And now you come along and you boil it, it's the lechem. It's a din of pasha bishloi. So since it was a kazayis, so it remains a moitzi. The Mechaber says, Yirei Shemaim Yitzi Dei Shneiyam, Bela Yerich El Yerei Shemarach Alach Lechem Archa Tchila. Yishvi Machmer. Okay, now the Ramah says the minig is lahaka. I don't know if it's hard enough to tell you to do the Maisa. The Pashas from the flow of the Mechaber, the way he presents it, he presents it as, this is the din. Then he says, v'yesh chokim, v'yesh shamayim, he's not saying that, he's not paskening that's a real sofer. The real meikar din could be his maskim, that the ikar psak is like the Rebbeinu Shimshon, that the bracha is really mazonas. But the maisa, it's Rebbeinu Tam, v'yesh shamayim, yetzirei shneihem. Okay? Fine. Then the Ramah came along and said, they start talking about Beris be Lachar Afia Taralecha. So Mishabura says, Lachar Afia, who's talking about Afia over here? He's talking about Bishul. So he brings that the Shlor was changes it to Bishul. Okay? The Shlor changes it to Bishul. Then he considers, he says, if it doesn't have Torah Lecha, for example, Lokshin, so then the bracha is Muzan. But Pastina and Treplach, that's called Torah Lecha, and you should only eat it, if you want to be Yotzi Yidei Shneihem, you should only eat Teichasu. Okay? See, you can't come in the middle and ask a question. Okay? So now, one of the basic problems is we look at a crepel dough, and we look at a pasta dough, and they're not so different. Why in the world does a crepel look like lechem and spaghetti not look like lechem? So this is the problem. So the Magen Avraham comes along and says, you got it wrong. What he was saying is that the Rebbe used the word afias very specifically. Not like the Shlor. The reason why he says pasted is considered toyar lechem is because you fried it b'machavas b'mashke, or in the machvas with a little bit of water. Because if you cook it in the kedera, it's not toyar lechem. Just like the lokshin. So the difference between the pastida and the kreplach and the lokshin is only because one of them you process through frying, one of them you process through cooking. So there's no chilul between the two of them. Not bottom line. So now, this is where the Magen Avraham source to say, he used lashon of afia because he means it was pan-baked, it wasn't boiled. But he doesn't mean that in most cases there's a little bit of oil there to prevent scorching. He means that you significantly, there's oil, significant oil in there, but it has a din of afia to have a status of lechem. It has the status of a fear. He's saying Tigran has the status of a fear. That's what I'm saying over here. He's saying that's what the Ramon means. So the derech was to make this pastido, was to bake it in a frying pan on top of the stove with oil. So that's Tayar Lechem and it's a moitzi. If you would take the same crepe, and we make crepe nowadays by boiling them, it's a mezuzah. There's no difference at all between spaghetti and crepe. So this Magen Avraham now is going to the second shita. It's saying that, you know, we going to the first shita and says that the isa shabishloi bishul's mavatal its status, but not frying. So I go back to pas and I fry pas from the Magen Avraham. Of course it's a moitzi. Even if I fried Isa, it's a moitzi. So that's what Mishabura says before in Sukkot Menvav, your matzah bride is a moitzi. No shayla. What does he mean the other chayim disagree? It's no hefer. The other chayim disagree with this. It's not the pshat over here at the chilek. And their mechalik is very negayah. Their mechalik is that between a kazayis and a non-kazayis. Lokshin is cooked, it's not a kazayis. Each piece of lush is not a kazayas. Whereas a crepol or a pastilla was a kazayas. There's no difference between frying and boiling, as far as we're concerned. It's all processing it, and it's mavatal. But the pastilla is a kazayas or not. Okay? So according to them, your matzah bride has been processed. It's a mezuzah with oil in the pan, not deep fried, but with oil in the pan. It's a mezuzah. So now you have a machloek because you only eat teichasu. But what comes out of that, according to them, is the other way. that they're saying if you boil a piece of lashon, which is a kazayis, you have the din of sifkir gimel. You should only take a suda. Example is lasagna. Lasagna comes this long strip, right? It's a long strip, and you boil it. That's how you make the lasagna by using a lot of water there to boil it. So according to the Magen Avraham, right? It's clearly a mezaynus because you boiled it. Boiling is always a mezaynus. According to the other achronim, it's a kazayis. If it's kazayis, it goes into this din over here of that yeshan shall need tachasura. It's very negayit. Now, the next step is. What about baking it afterwards? You take your lasagna and you boil it and then you bake it. Or some of them, you do a funny combination, you put it in the pan with a lot of water and you stick it in the oven so it boils and bakes. It boils, the water boils out and then it bakes. Right? So what we saw, Mr. Burr said before, right? Mr. Burr said before that if you mevatel, it's din lechem, through mixing with other things, and then you bake it, it goes back to being kasam v'chisnan. It goes back to being lechem. So what about over here? So we do find in Sifri Dalet the case of cholut, which is your bagel, which you take a dough and you boil it. Great, that's Sifri Gibel, machoikis. And then you bake it afterwards and it says it's a moitzi. Right? So here we have, you took dough and you boiled it and then you baked it and voila, hamotzi. So l'chara, taking bread and boiling it and baking it shouldn't be worse. If dough, it becomes a moitzi, boil, bake, so bread, boil, bake, for sure should be a moitzi. Or a Passover kiss then if there's a lot of other things in it. Right? L'chara. So that should come out, the fascinating halacha of lakshan kugel. So you take your lakshan and you boil it. Then you mix it together with eggs and oil and stuff like that. And you put it in the pan and you bake it. So it's possible to kiss them. If you eat too much of it, you know, you got Yerushalmi kugel. You know, you sit down to a geshmaka portion of Yerushalmi kugel. It's a leitzi. It's lakshan kugel. Right. So Riyasha passes that it's a moitzi. We have a lot. It's sheer soup. It's possible. But kiss it. So he says you'd have to wash. If you're planning to sit down by you go to these kiddush and he gives a portion of the shalmi kugel, but a kid, a boy, you're a bachur. You know what I'm talking about. You know, guys are very good at that. You know, Riyasha passes that it's a moitzi and benching afterwards. Bichinish. So I there's a sefer from Rechil Michel Stern, Roshan Stern's son, Roshan Zalman Orbach's son-in-law. We have a lot of songs from him. So he did a sefer on Birchas Mazonis. It's a whole sefer on the Bracha of Mazonis. So he brings the Riyasha Tolomis that he was discussing with him, and Riyasha Tolomis this psak. And he says he wanted to say a swear that there's a difference. The case of Cholut was a case where after the Chalita it was not edible yet. It became edible through a fear afterwards at the end. So it got its, even though there was a mice of Bishel done to it, about its final kviyas of becoming a food was through a fear, it gets its in a mice. But the case of a Lakshan Kogel, a mice. Right, a bagel with a moitzi. Right, but lakshan kugel, which you first cook the lakshan, therefore it's mezaynus right now, but it's edible. So even though you now mix it together with other things, and you stick it in the oven, and you bake it, it doesn't change its status. And he brought a raya from, there's a Ramban in Mesechtas Pesachim, which says, behead you this thing. He's not talking about the brachas of boitz, he's talking about the gabi hippos lechem, the gabi, the thi of kala, etc. But he says it's not considered lechem. So he wants to make a sushtel, and then he says that he found a diyuk in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which maybe supports that also. So he also like that. So I spoke last time. I was talking and learning with one of my old producers, and he said that's how they learned up. You know, he's a place in Cleveland, Rabbi Hirschfeld, and he said that's how they learned up. That it's a being mazonis. So Rabbi, that so lakshin kugel. No matter how much you eat, it's still a mazonis. It has a din of lakshin, and the bracha is a mazonis. So you guys need. You can have as much shalom cook as you want, and still a mazon. Right, an element. So now go. What? So that goes back into the lasagna. So lasagna, that issue we would answer. But remember, in lasagna, we have the issue of kazayis. Each piece is a kazayis. Even the boiling itself could be because it did a hamoitz. Right? So it's an issue. It's an issue how to what to do with that. The only thing is, at best, you want to tell me it's a din of a moitzi. If it's passed, is it possible b'kistin or not? Is it possible b'kistin? Yeah. So, now we can go back to the other argument. Well, let's define the possible b'kistin. Possible b'kistin is that there are other ingredients in it. So if it's just flour and water, you know, a lot of them have oil in them. Part of the dough, the pasta dough, has something besides. So, mitzad ingredients, it's flour and water. Or, and this would be an interesting argument, or, if you bake it together, like we said, you put the whole thing in, put your lasagna, put your cheese, or put your lasagna, put your meat, what do you make, your fleisch or milk of the lasagna. Put a lot of water in it, stick it in the oven, so it boils, and then it boils out, right? But it's a case of with a filling. You're back to it's like your pizza. So you get involved in the shaila is meat considered a filling which changes its status? So Mechaber said no. The Tas said yes. Right. So you have a suffered bracha. Mishmer came out. He seemed to come out. If it's someone just made lisboya, you're not some. You don't go with the Tas. So it's not possible to kiss them. Someone which is made the kinuach, this thing is there if they did the kinuach, so then it would take a change in status. It's like going past the light of tatas. So lasagna, it's hard to say that it's made the kinuach, it's made the spoya. So that wouldn't help. Right? But the only thing that would help possibly is it'll have been a possible kissing because of the ingredient. So it's a suffering bracha. Because according to the Rambam, there's no such din of a kazayas of dough. He said the chilek was between frying and boiling. According to the other sheet, there's also a difference between frying and boiling, but there's a difference between a kazayas and a non-kazayas. So Mishmur was machmer that way. You have to be chayshim both sheet. The chayshim machmer this way. The chayshim both sheet is shalini to tachasura. That's what should come out. The other ace would be to make sure when you make your lasagna chachil, you should cut it into pieces less than a kazayas. Before cooking, when you put it in, just slice it. You can slice it anyway afterwards. You don't eat a whole. I mean, maybe you should have broken, but the normal human beings, you know, you cut it into pieces. I mean, it's a big piece because there's five layers, you know. But each piece is. I care about each slice. So you cut it before you start. You cut down the rows, you know, across the rows. It's not a kazayas, and then you have a problem. It was going to cook together. There's a Magen Rama is machmer on that, but nobody else has questions for that. In Yosef Yud by Chavitza, the Magen Rama holds, we always said, totally each piece being a kazayas before you cook it, or folding apart while you're cooking it. He also, if it clumps together through the cooking, it's a kazayas. And that's, whoa, but Shurita doesn't question that. Okay. So now, but the Maisa we have now, getting back to the shadow which I asked you, so in a case where you were mavatel the toyer lechem, it was past mamash, you mavatel toyer lechem through bishul, and then you bake it afterwards, so it's not clear. We have dough which you boil and then bake. About the baking is what was kaveya, its first mitzias. So we're saying that that's a moitz. Here it was a moitz already, and you did enough bishul to mevatel from being a moitz. we don't know. And we said, but we said, however, in a scenario where, but we said in a scenario where it was edible already, not through the process of baking, through the process of boiling, baking ethics will not change it. We don't know if it was edible through baking. You mevatel the pas through boiling, and now you bake it. What happens over there? Not clear. So I found the Piskei Tshuvos in a footnote. At least he tells them. Like, I couldn't. Anybody talks about it. He says it was like lo mitzatzi mishem erev bezet. Okay. I'm not a mekatzim sugar. He says he couldn't find somebody who talks about it. So I feel a little bit better. Thought of a good kasha, right?
It's
in footnote one over here in 112. Yesh adam gibel and yachad yeshu b'kizayis because of a form. That's gibel. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about pira lechem she gibel and because of a form. It's the pas. But if you did bishul, we had some didn't pass. Ein chazalem didn't pass. A filo ayin afiyah shuv. See, what's in the diagram? The Mishnah Berurah only discussed the case of gibul. Didn't discuss bishul. It could be bishul. It wouldn't go back afterwards. Okay.
So if you did bishul,
then you're a fee. He holds the deer from the shabur that the always discuss a case of just gibel together and then baking. Then discuss bishul and then baking. So it's a deer from the shabur. It's very hard to build just on that alone. So, but he's more or less that this, it's not clear that nobody in the pesukim seems to be deal with this pesukim mishnah macharim seem to deal with this issue. What the status of that? So that is something which is still up in the air by me a little bit. One last point. So now let's talk about donuts. Okay, so your donut is Issa, and you've deep fried, which is bishul. So the first tip you're given, well, it's Issa Shabishli. Right? So according to the first shita, it is Mazonis. According to the second shita, Tamaitzi. Only Tachasura. However, the donut itself has other ingredients in the dough. So it's a flavored dough. So at best, it's possible to hist. So now the issue is the other way around. If you sit down and eat three donuts, right? Three big donuts. So according to the second sheet, you had a share of kriya sudan on it's possible to hist. It's chayav benching. According to the first sheet, it's a mezonos, an alamechi. So the Mogen Rambam says that misafik you should bench. You have to bench misafik. Right? This is Mishnah Berurah brought. Mishnah Berurah said in that situation. One second. Oh, okay, Sviya, the case of Yet, I'm sorry, not Yet, Shir Sviya, the Sviya because it wasn't Hudur Aisa, so the Rabbi wasn't misafik. So he says that he has enough of the status of Sufik. There is Chazanisha says not like that. Chazanisha says no, that it's not. Rambam was learning up that the Mechaber was putting him on time as a real tzad, right? A real tzad. So it calls money on the rices we're making on it. Right? I'm waiting to see him benching, but it's Sviya. You know, it's a sheer Sviya, not a sheer Kriya, a sheer Sviya. And he managed to fall for me. The Chalakim Sabata. Sabi the Raisa, you have to be Machmer, you have to bench. Right? Chazi says no, that the Machaber is passing the Ikrip Saka like the first Shita, and the second Shita is a Chumra. So you couldn't bench me, so. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah makes a Kanech. This is all talking about a case, Bishosha Losh, but also Belilasa Ova, how you died to left his pass. But afterwards he changed his mind and made a Sivakon. But if the Chachil is das, was Lavash, or Tagam is so, even if they see a Mavarach, or Lebrich, or the Mosin, not Brach, or the main Shalch. So your donuts, you plan to make them the donuts, you plan to boil it, You didn't start out at all, I'm making a kokosh cake. I'm going to bake it, and you change your mind. You plan to make donut. So that's not the gay of the Shaila Badon. Now, where does that come from? It comes from the Bir Aloch over here. He says the way we have the Machloikis is not, where the Machar puts on the Machloikis is not exactly how it really is. Rebbe Shimshon and Rebbe Tam argued, the way we understand it, Rebbe said, listen, it's by Gabi Hilchos Challah, it's lechem. So it's lechem which you cook, which, and it's a kazayah, so it's a mighty still. And he says, no. Challah is challah, and hamaitzi is hamaitzi. If you look in the Makaris of the Rebbe Shimshon itself, the Rebbe Shimshon himself does not say that. He said, I disagree with your premise, and I hold the Gabi Hilchos Challah, it's also part. In other words, I agree with your Yosoi that Hilchos Hamotzi and Hilchos Challah are totally zebezet. I disagree with your Hilchos Challah did. I hold that this case is positive because you baked it, you boiled it at the end. The Ben Yeruchim brings down the Ben Shimshon as the Machamer says it, that they're not totally zebezet b'chla. He says, but it comes out, many Rishonim, he brings them a whole chevel of Rishonim, which bring the Ben Shimshon like it's mashma the other way, which means according to the Ben Shimshon, the Ben Shimshon all the Ben Shimshon only said as a law, he holds that it's potter because he disagrees that it's potter. That's how's it work. Ben Shimshon only said his halacha because he holds that it's potter from challah. We paskin that if a chachil, when you made it, al das to bake it, we paskin in yaraday that it is chayv and challah. This is oivay. Now I got both the Rebbeinu Shimshon and the Rebbeinu Tam hold that case will be have a din of a moitzi. Therefore, he's machmer by shir svi. So, whereas a case where. What? Only by case of Nimla. That's why he had this connage and the Magarum does not say this. The Magarum brings a sheet like the Bach who says that. He disagrees with the Bach. The Bach says, the Rishon, like I just told you, that it's, he agrees with the Ben-Otam Be'etzem, and that there's a connection between Chala and Hamoitzi, Lechem, Lechem. He just says, but you're wrong. I hold that though. I personally hold that dough, which you boil afterwards, is potter from it. We passed in that in such a case it was Nimach, it is Chayim. We passed another Ben Shimshon on that point. We have both Rishonim to say, however, once it's Chayim and Chal, it's Lecha. Now you need a Shishu, you have to bench. But in a case where Mishbura says, in a case where you had no Das to be Chayim and Chal to start with, so then Mamonosha. According to the way that they bring the Ben Shimshon, it's a Mazonis. The car where the Ben Shimshon is in the original car is Vaitre. It's not Chayim and Chal, it's a Vaitre, it's a Mazonis. So then already not Mechadimach. And that's the connection of the Mishnah. So it comes out by donuts, the Maisa, no matter how much you would eat, even if you get a sphere from it, it still be Al Mifia. You shouldn't get into the Chakila, but if you have it, it would be an Al Mifia. The guy says, he didn't realize it. He just woke up and he said, man, I just had 3 big donuts and I'm full. So what do you do? So you mean Mishnah says, and there's no, Mishnah, you now. One last point in donuts is, let's say the dough was not a flavored dough. So the dough was not a flavored dough, but the Maya said by boiling it in oil, it absorbs significant amount of oil just from the process of boiling it. So we said, listen, when you made the dough, this was bread, right? So the boiling afterwards doesn't affect it or not. So that's the Bir Aloch in Sif Yud Gimel. Who calls that?
The word oil, when you boil it, you boil it in oil.
You deep fry it in oil. Halacha, deep frying is boiling. Phil Yesh Kolkum, Mitzugan, right? He said, Mitzugan, who beklav, hasel, lekisnin, made him a baruch, and moitzi, lekav. So if you take a bread dough and you metagan it in oil, it's considered possible to kiss. He says, I didn't bring that. Many Akronim argue that's not what the Akronim Yesh Chokhmah, that's not true. But that's Akronim Yesh Chokhmah, that's not true. But the Din of the Maisa, they agree with him. I had a Tigris with Tanam Asoy, B'Shem, and Nasa Passover Kisnin, Kimoy Hoyanilish B'Shem. That frying, and don't even fry, and not even boiling in oil. But even frying will confer an understanding of the Passover Kisnin. Because the flavor, it absorbs the flavor of the oil. As long as it's a significant amount of flavor. He says, which is according to the Ramah, according to the Mechari, even without that. Right. So just frying it in a pan, you take a bread type of a thing, a dough, and you fry it in a pan with oil, and absorbs a significant flavor from the fat that it's fried, it goes down from a moitzi to Passover Kisna. That someone was a dough, not pass. No, not talking about French toast. You know.
They have an example at a pizza place that they take the pizza dough, they deep fry it, and they put sugar on it, right?
Right.
So sort of they made it for pizza, which passes the din pass, right?
Right.
It's not really an option, example.
Right, an example of that. So over there, it's possible to kiss. Right, so that's important to know that that can do that also. Okay.